And so as you allow your bodies to settle now, let's find that just right spot. And let's begin with your breathing. And today, as you begin to take those three big deep breaths, I want you to begin on that first breath with eyes closed now. Take one big deep breath in. Let your eyes roll up underneath those lids. Hold that breath for a moment or two. And then slowly exhale. And then eyes return level. And your normal, natural rhythm of breathing occurs. And then once again, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take a second big, deep, cleansing breath in. Hold it. And then slowly exhale as eyes return level and your normal, natural rhythm of breathing occurs. And then for a third time, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take a third big, deep, cleansing breath in. Hold it. And then slowly exhale as eyes return level and your normal, natural rhythm of breathing occurs. And you can just imagine sort of falling back into the big arms of the universe, giving yourself permission now to comfort and calm, relaxing easily and effortlessly with every breath. And so as you let your normal, natural rhythm of breathing occur, bring your attention now to allow this comforting to begin right at the crown of your head, as though a gentle, nurturing touch promoted a comfortably relaxing sensation to flow all around the crown of your head, and then to spill down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing, relaxing, letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And across the back of the head and down in through the tiny neck muscles, releasing. Each breath taking you deeper and deeper into comfort. Through the shoulders, releasing. And just sort of letting the bags drop, all the bags and bundles, the burdens you've been carrying, let them just drop. Let them go for now. This is your time, your space, your place to comfortably relaxed, smooth and soothing relaxation. And drifting down this comforting relaxation through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers, release. Letting anything no longer needed or wanted, unwelcome thought, tension, stress, just release right out through the ends of those fingertips into the universe where it can no longer harm you or anyone else. And just allowing that across that upper back now, there's this sensation of comfort, so calming. It actually, in its relaxation down the spine, seems to strengthen that spine as the middle back releases, and then all the way down into the lower back. All the muscles, tissues, fibers of the entire back soothing and smoothing out any rough edges. And then through the chest, here it comes, the relaxation flows into every nook and cranny of you, all around the chest area. Again, soothing and smoothing. Smoothing out any rough edges. Down through the solar plexus, relaxing now. In and through the abs and around the hips. Each breath taking you deeper. And the deeper, the more comfortably relaxed. And the more comfortably relaxed, the deeper. And this sensation continues flowing around those hips and down through the thighs, in through the knees, down through the calves, into the ankles, the heels, out through the feet and out through the toes. So that if you were going to take now one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in and release, you would go twice as comfortably as you already are. And so we prepare to take a journey today. A journey where first we begin to really acknowledge a deep innermost desire for health and well-being, as though we could stand in front of the mirror and see yourself radiantly healthy. See that image looking back at you, yourself, with sparkling eyes, smile on your face, dressed just the way you really like to see yourself dressed. And know that beyond this exterior reflection, deep inside, radiantly healthy you is, right down to the cellular layer of you, comfortably relaxed, calm. Every muscle, tissue, fiber, organ, bone in your body, radiantly healthy into the cellular layer. So when you look at the reflection in the mirror, you see through beyond the surface and you see into the heart of the matter and claim ownership to healthy, radiantly healthy you. And as you allow yourself to see that reflection deep in your heart and your mind, you carry it with you as you go to the top of your symbolic staircase, preparing to go see that wise something, the trusted one who knows you well, that something within you that knows you well, maybe very wise and very loving, or certainly wise, like a trusted guide. And we're going to meet up with this wisdom image in your own beautiful location within, that place within you that is completely yours. We only connect with the wisdom guide there. Nobody else comes to this place but that wisdom guide, your wise and loving something. And so we're going to walk right into the place in a moment or two. Your wise one's already there waiting for you. Every step down reinforces all of what we've already imagined. Radiantly healthy you, going on a journey today. Find out more. Every step down reinforces the positive so far. With the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper now. And as you drift deeper, negatives have dissipated, disintegrated, and the door of your imagination opens wider. And standing right there waiting for you is that presence or a figure, that wise, that something that's got your back, is a something within you that knows, an image that represents your wisdom within, that is very loving and warm and has unconditional positive regard for you, or at the very, if it's not that, it's a trusted advisor, one that you can really trust. And so welcoming you into your place, you and your wise begin to walk and talk together. And your wisdom guide already knows part of what's going on for you today. Something more may come from this walk and talk together, where you're within your own place. Any or all of your senses are heightening, and you're noticing all the beauty that surrounds you as the images come alive, freely arising. And, you know, the wise guide of yours has a knowing that you dropped a bunch of baggage today that you've been carrying around on those shoulders. And this wise something reminds you that releasing negative emotion, those bags, sever your bondage to the past, and that leaves you free to be in the present, to move forward, giving you the logic, the mechanics for fulfilling your intentions and your desires. And the wise reminds you that in the realm of forgiveness, all forgiveness is self-forgiveness. And what is that about? Well, it is about dropping those bags, because the bags of negative emotion only are sort of in your way. And when you drop them, the way becomes clear and you're released and you have a way opening up now to let go and get you to forgetting. And so you're just letting your wise guide help you to restore the comfort and the calm and the freedom of being able to be released from all that baggage and to be in the freedom of no longer carrying it, to be in the availability of being open and receptive to the positive present here and now. And that might also help you in discovering something more. Because sometimes the bags dropping, it's very quick, easy, and thorough, and effortless. And sometimes we sort of drop a bag at a time. So it's your own sort of way for what's just right for you. And so whether it goes fast or whether it goes slowly, the idea of finding patience within around this whole idea of forgiveness is pretty interesting. And so you might begin to communicate with your wise and loving that maybe there's another image that you could come to know today, an image that stands for patience. And your wisdom guide is going to help you today. And so as you walk and talk together, your wise and loving something by your side lets you know that, all right, we're going to meet up with an image that stands for patience. And so soon before you know it, you've moved outside the boundaries of your place. And as you and the wise something have been walking and talking together, exploring these ideas of forgiveness and patience, you begin to realize, yes, you're within new territory. You're no longer within the place of your own, but you're still feeling very comfortable and secure because your wise is right there with you by your side. And so you begin to notice this new territory, still comfortable and secure, but any or all of your senses are heightened to the new territory you are within. And before you know it, coming towards you, since it's almost as though this image that stands for patience knows it's been called, it's on its way, coming toward you and your wise, here comes the image that stands for patience. And as you and your wise one meet up with this new image, begin to notice about the image that stands for patience. How does patience appear? Again, you may have a seeing of patience, but it's not the only way to experience an image, is it? For you might have other sensory recruitment that brings to you this image of patience. And so you're noticing, how does patience seem to be? What's it like? Notice with all of the senses you can, because you might later want to tell it to a friend, and if you did, you'd want to notice it all so you could describe it to your friend. How does patience come to you today? Shape and form, large or small, colors. Just notice everything and begin to notice the sort of essential thing about this image of patience. And as you notice about it, interesting, huh? That essential thing that sort of grabs your attention the most of this image, patience. And how does it feel for you to be right there with patience right now? How does it feel to be with this image of patience? And sort of all three of you begin to walk forward now, finding the new adventure that three of you are on, you in the middle, wise on one side, patience on the other. And you might like to discover more by asking patience, what does it need or what does it want? What does it need? What does it want? And allow patience to respond to you. And maybe you might also like to explore with patience, what's your relationship to forgiveness, patience? What's your relationship to forgiveness? And allow patience to respond. And so you're all walking and talking together. If there's any question or doubt on your side, just turn to your wise who's still with you and can help you to understand if you need that. But just noticing again about your feelings after patience has told you what it needs and what it wants, or if it needs or wants anything. And also it's told you now what its relationship is to forgiveness. And how does it feel to know these things as you're walking and talking along together? You are on a discovery journey to understand patience, to come to know more about patience. You might ask patience, what matters most to patience? What matters most to it? And how does patience respond to you? And just listening as you walk and talk along, listening with your heart, hearing in your mind what patience wants you to know. And of course, your wise something is always there, this guide, this trusted guide of yours, to assist, to help. And once you know what matters most to patients, you might like to share with patients what matters most to you. And ask perhaps how patients might assist you in achieving what matters most. Something in the way of connecting to what matters most, and how to receive and allow that. And so continuing on the path to discover more, it could be kind of interesting, perhaps, knowing as we do that if you were to trade places with patients, you become patience becomes you, that you might find out more. And so if you're willing, go ahead, trade places. No, we'll always trade back again. But trading places where you merge into the image of patience, looking through the eyes of patience now into the world, what do you notice? What's your world view when you're looking through the eyes of patience? And as you are noticing about that, you might look through the eyes of patience back over at yourself. What do you notice about you as you're within the image of patience, looking through the eyes of patience back at yourself? What do you notice about you? And if there's any clarification needed, your wise is always there to help and assist if need be. And know that you might also like to suggest something to yourself as patience. And as the image of patience, what might you like to suggest to yourself? And as you do so, just notice anything else that seems important to you by being this image of patience, about its energy, the way it moves. How does it feel to be this image of patience? And when you know about the vibrational energy of patience, and you begin to sense it and feel it, just notice if there's anything more that you need or want to know by becoming this image of patience. And when you're ready, trade back places again. You become you, and patience becomes patience. And of course, your wise has always been there this whole time. But as you move back into your own image, you might like to take some of what you gained or learned or came to know about from being the image of patience. You might like to have brought some of that back with you. And then just notice, as you and wise and patience still walk along now together, let's do one more thing. Let's imagine that we could walk right into your life where you might say you'd like to experience more patience. It could be with a person in your life or in a situation. So you begin to imagine and visualize yourself into your own life, bringing the image of patience with you, bringing your wise with you, coming right back into your life as you know it, into a situation where you would like to have more patience, into a situation where you're with a person, or where you're with a person where you'd really like to experience more patience. So wherever you need or want more patience in your life, let the three of you, you and your wise one and the image of patience, go to that place or go to that person and let yourself experience being in the situation where you would really like to have patience. And how, by having patience, does that affect you? And what does it mean for you in terms of forgiveness? Forgiveness of the self. And just imagine, allow what is just right for you to take place, to take place. And let the strength of the wise one hold space for you. Let your understanding of patience be clear for you. Let yourself embrace and allow for this time, in this space of your own life, of what it could be like for you to experience patience in this situation. And as you allow for it in this imagining, so it becomes. And now, with the energy of the wise and loving something, this trusted guide of yours, and now with the image of patience and you all together, from this scenario of experience in your own life. Let's appreciate the whys and patience as though all of it comes together now within you, as though this whole experience settles right down into the deepest part of your mind, taking root in such a positive way within, spreading its goodness all around and all through. The goodness of wisdom, of support, a deeper inner resource that's always there for you. The goodness of patience, which you've come to know so much more about now. As though these images, in your full appreciation of them, have found the just right place within your deeper mind to connect to and take root in, becoming a very important part of deeper mind automatic experience, so that you can bring back the positive, the good, and the true of this experience. Because of this positive focusing, this positive journey within that has become yours now, empowering you to new heights of positivity. Because we know that a positive focusing can only bring about positive results. And that is how your mind-body responds now, positively. And so at zero, as we reinforce it all, though those images fade, the strength of them stays so very much with you. As we bring back the good, the positive, and the true event at one now with a deep cleansing breath and a release, to realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake and alert.